Time for our local hero spotlight with Mike Kaczynski from Kaczynski Farm in Westfield, with Anna, 12-year-old from Kaczynski Farm in Westfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks. You are now a fourth-generation farm?
Yeah, my grandparents actually started the farm back in the 30s. I'm the third generation, and yeah, sitting next to me is the fourth generation on the farm.
Is this what you want to be doing for your fourth generation, Anna, there at 12 years old?
Yes, and I also want to do a lot of other things, but definitely keep the farm running.
Prodigal daughter. Go out into the world, young lady, and experience it and come back to what you know is good, which is the bountiful harvest that we have here in the Pioneer Valley. What's the main thing that you guys are known for?
We're definitely known for our blueberries. Mm-hmm. We're one of the largest blueberry farms in Massachusetts.
How large?
About 50 acres now. High bush blueberries. So they're technically called giant cultivated blueberries.
Mm-hmm. How has this year been for blueberries?
It's been excellent, actually. Like most fruits, you get a lot more sugar when you have cool nights.
Yeah.
And although everybody's been complaining about the lack of heat over the summer,
yeah,
that's why our fruits and vegetables have been so sweet.
And does it make the season last longer? I feel like blueberries are here later than I remember them being here.
It's actually because of new hybrids that we're planting now that don't start fruiting till later in the season. So the old way of doing things is we had blueberries basically from the 1st of July through about the 15th of August. And now with some new varieties of blueberries, we're picking until about the 15th of September.
You don't just grow blueberries, though. I see it. The first, I think, full bag of apples I have seen yet this year in 2014. What kind of apples you got there?
These are ginger gold. So they're the earliest season yellow apples. They're a very sweet, crisp apple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Anna, what do you do on the farm?
I mostly just help with packing, shipping, the CSAs, cultivating sometimes, you know, a lot of difficult processes.
What's your favorite part about working on the farm?
I like the CSAs because I get to socialize with people,
yeah,
know what the people's opinions are, and it helps a lot with the farm and making it better.
I have a feeling that people who are a CSA member at Kaczynski really like that you're doing that and that they get to meet you and that they're meeting the fourth generation who's helping to keep this farm going.
And no offense, Mike, but I almost can't wait for Anna to take over.
I'm right there with you.
She's delightful. Yeah. Well, but you've got a new endeavor going at Kaczynski Farm, because not only did you bring like an embarrassment of riches of blueberries and a gorgeous bag of apples, there's three bottles of wine right there.
Yes.
What is this?
Back in 2002, almost, we had decided that we wanted to build a winery. The whole purpose of the winery was actually to use the fruits that we produce on the farm and put them in another purpose,
right,
another way to deliver our produce to the consumer. This way just happens to be fermented.
It's one of my favorite ways.
and it's another way to keep the harvest going past the harvest
time. That's right. These are not grape wines.
No, they're not.
These are wines made from what?
Right now, the ones that we brought you, we have an apple wine, a blueberry, and a strawberry. Contrary to what a lot of people are thinking right now, they're not apple-flavored grape wines or blueberry-flavored. These are made 100% from the fruit that's on the label.
We should taste them.
I think we have to. It's
Anna,
our obligation.
No. Legally, I am not allowed to let you to taste them here in the studio, but you can watch us enjoy this.
I don't really care.
All right, which one should we start with, Mike?
What we'd like to do is we'd like to start with the driest wine. We make the blueberry that we have currently is more on the dry side, a little more tart.
And the name of the label is Raven Hollow Winery. Why Raven Hollow?
We were really tormenting ourselves trying to figure out what to call ourselves. And then with a little bit of research about the family, we found out that the name Kaczynski in Polish, literal translation is one who lives near blackbirds.
Ah.
And so that's where the Raven Hollow came from.
Nice. And this is a nice wine. I wouldn't note it as a blueberry wine
right at first.
I don't think. And it is very dry. A lot of the fruit wines that I've had in the past are not dry.
You'll also notice that the legs are really good on this wine.
Those are the things that fall down the edge of the glass. It indicates a certain level of alcohol sometimes, but this 14%, a little bit high compared to some wines. So take it easy.
These will kind of sneak up on you. So the next wine that you're pouring there is an apple wine. The apple wine has a little more of an earthy taste to it. It's not as dry as the blueberry. I believe that one's up to 13% as well.
I can smell more. This one's more floral. Mm-hmm. A little more honey. Are you the one who's the winemaker? Are you experimenting with the blends?
I wish I could take credit for that, but we actually have a full-time vintner on the farm, and,
wow.
and he's doing a terrific job. That's actually one of the reasons why it took us 12 years to put this thing together, is you got to find the right person that has dedicated time to do this. It's not easy.
Anna Kaczynski, 12 years old, from Kaczynski Farms and Raven Hollow Winery, still don't care that we're not serving you and enjoying all this?
It doesn't really bother me.
Good. I'm so glad. Don't kowtow to peer pressure. That's what I try to tell myself every time I kowtow.
Just say no to adults. That's what I say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so what's the third one?
So this next one's a strawberry wine.
Yeah, and you can tell this one yeah. right away. Yeah,
I equate this to almost biting into a strawberry at the end of the season.
But what I like about it is it's not sweet in the way that brings back bad memories.
It doesn't taste like a headache tomorrow morning.
We've had several people that have told me that they've been allergic to wines and they couldn't drink them. And so far, the people that have tried ours, because they're 100% fruit and we're not putting the preservatives in, they're not feeling that same reaction.
Raven Hollow Winery, made by the folks at Kaczynski Farm, Mike Kaczynski and Anna Kaczynski, the fourth generation, who has only 9 more years to go before she can officially be enjoying the wines that they're making.
And you heard her first here.
I don't really care.
I don't care. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.